This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Phillies fans on their feet for Sanchez. The windup, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Strikeout number 12 on the night, and Christopher Sanchez. A complete game, four-hitter here in South Philadelphia. He continues to dazzle here. What a performance by the Phillies' young left-hander.
What a night for Christopher Sanchez. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live from the NovaCare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Coming up in a little bit, we are set to have Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell on the show, and we'll react to all things Eagles training camp. First practice going on right now. I am not worried at all about a hangover for this team entering 2025. Hugh does have concern about it as this team gets pulled in different directions and obviously lost a lot of players. Where do you come down? Are you concerned about a hangover? Are you worried about a Hugh? One thing we're not worried about right now is the top of the Phillies rotation. We know, obviously, Zach Wheeler is great and has been great for a long time. But, you know, it's been amazing to watch the transformation of Christopher Sanchez the last 2 years, right? He went from a guy that was like, all right, I guess he's the fifth starter now and he's young. And then he started pitching well and it's like, all right, maybe they got something here. And then about a year ago, they gave him a contract extension. And it was really, it was team friendly. And it was like, man, if this guy pitches well, this is going to be a steal. It might be the biggest steal in the sport. This guy, he's pitched like an ace. It's like they have
a night last night.
A complete game. And by the way, the Red Sox came in with the best batting average in baseball against left-handed pitchers. So they hit lefties. Not last night. Sanchez, complete game, four hits, one run, 12 strikeouts, zero walks. Man. This guy has really, you know, for the Phillies, most of their team is like these stars they've imported, right? You know, the Harpers and the Wheelers.
They're not homegrown.
This guy, and they traded for him when he was young. It was like a prospect for prospect deal. But they've basically developed him into a star. I almost think we don't talk enough about how great of a pitcher he's become.
Because he was overshadowed by Aaron Nola a little bit and Wheeler. But, man, I tell you, when you talk about coming out and doing what he did last night on a night where it was needed, you know, especially coming off the night you had yesterday with Wheeler on the mound and – we're basically in a pitcher's duel. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you needed, man. You know what the unfortunate thing about all this is, Joe? That was the only leg on my parlay that I hit last night.
Oh, what'd you have, Sanchez? What?
I didn't have it going all. I had the Phillies win. You know, I did money line.
Of course,
yesterday.
That's what you do.
Everybody else lost but the Phillies. So.
Oh, would you try to put together a parlay across baseball?
Yeah, I did.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, but it's relative to the story that I'm telling, Kyle. It kind of ties in a little bit.
Yeah, you bet against Dick Fitz last night. Is what you did,
Richard Fitz. You notice how on television he let everybody know he wanted to go by Dick Fitz, mm-hmm. but everybody on television called him Richard Fitz.
Well, I think they're afraid. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they're afraid of what? That's his name. His name is Dick.
I know that's the man's name.
The man's name is not Dick.
The man's name is Dick Fitz.
That's what I'm saying. That's his name is Dick.
And that's his name.
It's like, why not say the man? That's what he want to be known. Call the man Richard, don't call him Dick. If you want to, if his name is Dick, call him Dick.
I agree with you on this. I also agree that Sanchez is awesome right now. Since how about this?
Richard Fitz.
Richard Fitz. The Phillies jumped all over him. All right.
Jumped all over Richard.
All right. Since the how about this with Christopher Sanchez? Because this isn't just like a one-off or even a good run. Since the beginning of last season, so we're talking about now 51 starts. I mean, this is a gigantic sample. Since the beginning of last season, this guy has a 2.94 ERA.
Ooh,
I mean,
that's pretty impressive.
It's a long time. I mean, this guy's done it for a year and a half. And, you know, last year, if there was one little thing about him that was like, we got to see if he checks that box, is for whatever reason, last year he was really good at home and bad on the road. It's why the Phillies started him in game two and not in Citi Field. Mm-hmm. He's even gotten rid of that. He's good at home. He's good on the road. Look, last night when I was watching him do that, it further, I know we've had a lot of discussions like, are the Phillies going to go all in? Is this team worth it?
It galvanized the fact that you want to go out and make a push to get to. Yeah.
I can't waste this. Wheeler and Sanchez. Like, you have a chance in any playoff series because you have those two guys atop the rotation. Obviously, you have Schwarber and Harper in the lineup as long as Harper's healthy. It just made me feel even stronger. Like, Dave, go make the big move. Help these guys out because you don't have this very often. I mean, you can make a case it's the best 1-2. I mean, Nola and Wheeler were great 3 years ago when they got to the World Series. But it's up there with that. It's up there with Lee and Halliday. It's pretty rare to have two guys pitching this level. I mean, I think if they took a Cy Young vote right now, Christopher Sanchez would get votes. I mean, he wouldn't be number one or two. That would be Wheeler and Skeens. But this guy would get some votes. He's been remarkable. 215-592-9490. If you can react to Christopher Sanchez, what he accomplished last night, a complete game, 12 strikeouts, 0 walks. He was remarkable last night against a good hitting team in the Boston Red Sox. And, of course, the Eagles. We are live at training camp. We'll have Nolan. We'll have Quinion later in the show. Elliot as well. Are you worried at all about a Super Bowl hangover? Hugh Douglas over here, Worrywart Douglas, worried about a Super Bowl hangover for a team that I'm not. I think that mentally they are ready for this. William in Jenkintown is worried about a hangover. What's up, William?
Not much. I am worried about the hangover, and I'll tell you why. But first I want to get to one of your callers. He lives 3,000 miles away, calls in every single day, talks like crazy. You know what he has in common with my 3-year-old nephew? Half the time, I have no idea what he's talking about. Go call a show over in California. Leave us alone. If you're such a big Phillies and Eagles fan, why don't you live here instead of San Diego, you dork?
Are you speaking about Aaron in San Diego?
He says San Diego.
Yeah.
I want to clarify. I want to make sure the audience knows.
Yes. Yes. And then on the hangover, I mean, I am worried just because if you look over the history of the NFC, it looks like, I don't remember the last time a team went back-to-back to the Super Bowl.
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
The last back-to-back NFC champion, Seattle. Yeah, Mike Angelino just pointed out. Seattle with Russell Wilson, 13-14.
Okay.
But now, William, I'm trying to – I was going in my head before that. Before that, it might be the Cowboys in the mid-90s. I mean, so you can – to your point, in 30 years, there's just been one – if I'm right, just one back-to-back NFC champion in 30 years.
Yeah, so it's just the numbers are what they are, but I think they're good. I don't know. We'll see. Sanchez was insane last night. That was just magical.
I love his emotion, too, on the mound. Like, when he's out there for the ninth inning, he's pumping his fist. Like, you could tell he gets energized off the crowd here.
Oh, he does. They all do. I need to see Stott more, though. I need to see Bryson up at bat more. I think he's got it.
Oh, boy.
We got to stick with him.
Yeah, I'm at the point, and William, I've been a fan of Stott since he got here, but I want to see less of Bryson Stott at the plate.
So far, people want to see more Kepler and more Bryson Stott.
Yeah, can we do the opposite?
Well, is anyone watching this team? Is now what I'm starting to wonder.
I want replacements to take their at-bats at the trade deadline. I mean, obviously, especially Kepler. I mean, Stott's probably going to be the second baseman no matter what they do with the deadline. I don't think they're going to get a second baseman. As far as the point on the Eagles and what he was saying there. Yeah, I mean, look, there's always reasons to be concerned. Hugh, the mental part of it is where I'm not concerned. Like, the physical – yeah, there's physical – like, they could have more injuries this year. That's just part of football. Last year, you've pointed out, they were really fortunate when it came to injuries.
Yeah.
I can't predict that. If it happens, it happens, right? You can make probably a case in the history of football, running backs that have as many touches as Saquon. Like, I get all that. But I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll have another injury for a year. Maybe they'll have an injury plagued. I have no idea. I'm just mean from the mental perspective they're ready. That's where I'm not worried. Like, I'd be surprised if we watch a game in September and we're like, man, they look like they're in a malaise. They're not ready to go here. That would
you
I'd be surprised.
You hope that's not the case, but the mental impacts the physical, Joe. And a lot of times, you know, like I said, people in your orbit, new people in your orbit,
yeah,
pulling on you. That might affect your mental. Hopefully that's not the case. But when you talk about – because look how quickly the sentiment has changed for Coach Sirianni. I mean, just as an example.
Very fast.
You know, and with that being said, I'm pretty sure that there are people that probably felt one way about Coach Sirianni that are trying to be in his orbit now for whatever reason that they are. But that could be a mental – that could wear mentally on the coach or something like that.
You know,
it's just – it's a lot. It's a lot. So you just have to be leery, and you just have to stay focused, and you just have to keep your circle tight. That's a lot of times you hear kids talking about keep the squares out your circle and keep your circle tight. That's basically what they're talking about.
I do like that Nick seems very invested in trying to learn from people that have won again. I saw the stories this offseason. He talked to, like, Mike Krzyzewski. He talked to people who had done it again, right? It's one thing to try to figure out how to be a champion, but the next level of this is, all right, how do I do it again? Right?
And then you pull, like, not to cut, my bad, Joe.
Yeah, no, you're good.
But then you try to pull from people who have been in spaces that you're trying to be in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
like Krzyzewski, the guy that did it over and over.
There you go. There you go. Perfect part of that.
Well, and that's, you know, that brings it back to Howie Roseman, when Howie was in that weird year when he wasn't really doing anything and he kind of visited people around sports and he kind of tried to pick their brains. I think that's how you become great. You kind of take from other greatness and you say, how do they become great? And I, you know, Sirianni has a chance here to do something I never thought I would say a year ago. Like, Hugh, he has a chance to become the greatest coach in Eagles history. That I still reserve for Andy Reid. But if Sirianni wins again, if he goes to a third Super Bowl as Eagles coach and wins a second, I believe that surpasses. And I know Andy had 14 years, and Andy built it when you got here from the ground up.
Yeah, but we're talking about Red Fried Air.
But three Super Bowl appearances and two wins. If Sirianni accomplishes that, it's how do you say he's not the best Eagles coach?
No, and he's taking advantage of the foundation, and which is nothing's wrong with that, because everything that any one of these football players is doing is on the shoulders of somebody else.
Yep.
So he's taking the already established culture, and he's taking it to the next level. That's what he's doing, and he's doing it his way. The biggest thing that I admire about Coach Sirianni is, and I've said this, crazy like a fox, and he's unorthodox. He did it his way.
The other thing I'll give him credit for is, and then I'd say the end of 23 into the beginning of last year was a departure from this, but for the most part, I feel like his tenure has had less drama than in the eras before.
Well,
like, there's some. I mean, look, the Eagles are a huge brand, and there's always going to be some drama. Right? They have a lot of personalities. But I feel like his, for the most part, it's football. There's not that much drama. Like, this team, is there any drama on this team?
Shout out to Big Don.
Well, okay. He takes care of that. No, he does. But I mean, day-to-day. Like, Sirianni says goofy stuff, but he didn't say controversial stuff, right? There's other than the Hurts thing last year, there's very rare when there's a player issue around here with a coach. That doesn't seem to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I give Sirianni, his own quirky way, has kept this thing mostly football for years.
They've kept everything in-house for the most part.
Yes, right. That
except
Hurts
for that Brandon
thing
Graham
last
thing.
Well, that was Brandon's thing. And it worked.
Hey, listen, Joe, I hate to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
It worked.
But We are happy that training camp start. I got to keep it a bean, man.
Yeah, no, listen, it's not perfect. But Kyle, would you agree, compared to the end of the Doug era, there's just less drama around here with Sirianni?
Yeah, and Sirianni didn't write a book, which I know is a big sticking point for
you. Well, could you imagine Hugh today? Hugh would have them at 6-11 if Sirianni had a book coming out.
Book.
Would Hugh have written a book if they'd won in 04?
Oh, are they paying him for it?
Yeah, I'm getting, yeah.
Yeah, then he would write a book.
I'll write a book. You know me. I'm out about that bottom line.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Let's see. We know that. All right.
Bills come. Bills keep coming, man.
Speaking of the aforementioned, Aaron in San Diego is up. The very popular Aaron in San Diego.
Aaron caught a couple strays.
Yeah, twice today. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up? I like how you're leaning into
New York. How you doing?
All is right in the world today. Fans are back in our happy place. It is just a wonderful, wonderful day. I promised Kyle that I would stick to the topic.
Bad
but
start.
I do have a couple thoughts at the end, if you would allow me that. But
okay, so he lied to Kyle, but that's fine. I mean, I'm good with that. Go ahead.
Guys, this is not the Buddy Ryan era. This is not the Rich Kotite era. This isn't even the Andy Reid era. It's not the Chip Kelly era. This is 2025. Super Bowl hangover. What are you guys talking about?
Well, I don't believe there will be one. Hugh Worrywart Douglas over here is afraid.
That's the new. He's in the bracket this year. Worrywart Douglas.
if this continues, it might be a high seed. Yep.
Hugh, we've got a leader that is using, you know, perfume analogies. I mean, you know, you can sniff it, but don't drink it. I mean, that is brilliant. I want to run through a wall after I hear that.
Hey, Aaron, have you ever seen New Jack City?
I did. Long time ago, though.
Remember Nino Brown and G-Money? Remember G-Money was smoking crack, right, and Nino didn't know?
Yes.
Kind of the same thing. I know that analogy might not make no sense to none of y'all, but once you think about it a little while, you know, it'll come to
you. Well, this fits a day after you said you would.
Smoking crack.
Well, you would say was your excuse for the Coldplay.
The point that I'm trying to make. The point that I'm making, Aaron, is that as much success as G-Money and Nino Brown had, right, G-Money started smoking crack, and he destroyed the whole empire, and nobody knew it. You know what I mean? Because over a woman.
We don't have
a G Money here. We don't have
G Money. We've got the General Hurt.
We need to bring that word back.
Guess what? We don't have to worry about lists anymore. Okay, because what Hurts is going to do is what he normally does. He's going to win, and he's going to win championships for us. Okay, I am so confident in this season. The only thing that I am worried about is injuries, because that's the only thing that's going to beat this team this year are injuries.
Well, that would be I think the schedule and injuries, Aaron, would be the two things that are that if something happens to where they're not in contention to win at all in late January, those are probably the two things, right? Injuries, they didn't have many last year. And then the schedule is as challenging as anyone I've seen in a long time. Like, I know 2 years ago it was challenging because they had that gauntlet. This one, I think I was talking about with Elliot last week. There's just no breathers. Like, where are the breathers? You would think the two Giants games, right? Those.
Yeah, a respite, a little bit of
okay,
a respite.
Okay, so that's those are two breathers. Dallas is not typically a breather for the Eagles if Dak is healthy. I think they'll beat them, but they're not like just, you know, laughers. The Dak usually plays pretty well. What's the other breather on the schedule? The Raiders? I mean, they may have three breathers the whole year. I mean, it's just not a schedule that has light games the way other years typically do.
Just like the Chiefs have been in the past, just like the Cowboys were back in the 90s, we are that team now. We are the complete package. You know, people have to beat us. You know, they can't. We are the team now. And I think as Eagle fans, we struggle with that because there's always been that nervousness. There's always been that worry. There is no worries. This team is unbelievable. Everything that they did for us last year should give us all the confidence in the world going into 2025.
Well, they are. Aaron, any quick response to your haters out there, especially the one that called before you?
First, to Chrissy from Middle Earth, I think you need to work on your reading comprehension. Reading that script this morning on your call really failed. Went down like a ton of bricks. So work on that, Chris.
Accusing a caller of scripting it out.
What was the last caller's name? I forgot. I don't remember.
William.
That's the point right there. Exactly. Listen, folks, I live in San Diego for a few different reasons. It's called a career, okay? It's called San Diego. It's a great place to live. Doesn't mean that I'm any less of a fan than anybody that lives in Philadelphia. And guess what? I've got a smoking hot wife. And when the smoking hot wife is from Southern California and she wants to stay in Southern California, I stay in Southern California. But that's beyond the point. It's time for the season to start. September 4th, the wagon train departs. Let's go, Birds! E-A-V-L-E-S, Eagles!
Aaron, we're friends, right? We're cool. We're cool now.
Did he hang up?
Because I was about to say, I know you're still listening. Now you know you got to post pictures of the wife. I mean, it's only fair.
What are you doing?
No, because he said she's smoking hot. You got to post pictures of the wife now.
You're asking the man to send you pictures of his wife.
I didn't ask him to send me pictures.
He
has an Instagram and a Facebook.
Oh, I know, and a Twitter, and he does.
And
videos.
He threw it out there. Yeah, he got a post now.
It feels like a weird request from you.
It's not a weird
request.
It's
his wife.
No, listen.
It was less of a request than a demand.
He said you got it.
Let me tell you. This is how me and my friends roll. Not anymore because all of my friends are married, and I'm the only single one. Right?
So you're talking about Aaron's wife?
No, but when I tell them
he's not single.
No, but when I tell them that, hey. Well, this is the point I'm trying to make. When you're single and you say, "Hey, man, I met somebody that you're gonna bring around the crew, your friends," they be like, "Okay, what she look like?" And then they either say she cute or she a mud duck. It's either or. That's what real friends do.
She's
not
a what?
Saying
what was
a,
the second
a,
one?
A mud duck.
A mud duck.
But not saying
ugly?
Not Aaron. Not saying
Who
that
would
I, we gonna say,
say
that
new girlfriend or wife's a mud duck.
No, but I have friends to this day. If I'm talking about dating somebody, they'd be like, "Dog, what she look like?"
Yeah, but who acknowledges that with
about
the
his
duck?
Wife?
No, but that's what friends do. Like when they before she becomes your wife.
Yeah, that's why you ask if you're friends.
That's why I say we're friends. That's why I ask was a friend. See, Joe gets it. Kyle's a little offended. I get it.
Well,
but I'm
on.
Just
you're,
saying.
The point you're
if
making
if you meet
is that
somebody
you,
new, the, no, he threw mm, like Kyle.
No.
If you say my girlfriend is smoking hot. Then you'd be like, "Hold on, wait, she's smoking hot. Let us see her then. What she look like?"
The point you're making is about somebody newly dating a girl, not about somebody's wife.
But the point still stands.
It doesn't.
When you tell somebody your wife is smoking hot, you got to let them see.
Yeah,
you
can't demand it. I mean, you could politely ask.
That was a polite ask.
It was close to a demand.
It wasn't close. I asked, first of all, we were friends.
You did. But then you said you got to post. That felt like a little heavy-handed.
Well, because you
threw not it, please post. You got
it. But you threw it out there because you're like, we're having all this Twitter beef, and you got
to
throw it out
there. That was true. You guys had that. All right, 215-592-9494.
I like how you had to get to the bottom
well,
of this
because
you went
we,
to break.
Soon, Quinion Mitchell and Nolan Smith are going to hang out with us. And I don't
want
to be.
I wonder what they think about this.
I don't want to make them wait because of this nonsense, all right? Quinion Mitchell, Nolan Smith set to join us. Eagles practice is wrapping up. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Super Bowl hangover? If you want to comment on whatever nonsense you just spewed there, you can. And, of course, your reaction to Christopher Sanchez dominating the Red Sox last night. We're live today at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS.
Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting today from the Novacar Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us right now. Hugh, we got a special guest. We had this guy on last year.
Yeah.
And a year later, he's sitting with us again, this time as a Super Bowl
champion.
That's right, Quinyon Mitchell with us. Quinyon, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Pretty good, man. So my question to you is, how, outside of the obvious reasons, how was your offseason different this year as opposed to your first offseason in the NFL?
I don't think it was that much different for real. I took some time off and then I really just got straight back to it. I was back in Toledo training, and yeah, that was pretty much it. Pretty much felt the same.
So wait a minute, you mean to tell me you went back home? Well, you went to Toledo to train, and everybody just treated you the same. Nothing changed at all.
I guess people congratulated me on the Super Bowl or whatnot, but it was pretty much the same vibe as how I always been there.
I like that. We were talking this morning, Quinyon, about the mentality. And does it feel different? I mean, this is your second year in the league, right? You only have 1 year to base it off of. This is year two. Does it feel different when you guys here as champions? Because we heard Nick Sirianni this morning talking about trying to keep it the same, right? Every single day. I know he said he's not allowing you guys to use that R word, right? We're not talking about that, trying to do it again, what that R word means. Does it feel different, or is day one this year similar to day one last year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much the same. We just want to take it one day at a time. Don't want to look back at the past. Don't want to look too ahead in the future. Just focus on the day. Focus on the work we did today. Correct the mistakes and just get better.
You know, played a lot of football last year. So, you know, when you talk about the first year in the NFL, playing that 17-game schedule and then the playoff schedule, how does your body feel right now?
I feel good. You know, I've really been taking care of my body, using my resources here and at Toledo. So I feel good.
You know, it's funny because when I played, it was a lot made about the rookie hangover or you know, having that slump in the season. It don't look like you had that. And the question I'm asking you is this: what work regimen did you have, and what steps did you take to help keep your body in tip top shape during the season?
I'll just say leaning on the veterans, seeing what they do, and trying to mimic that and put it into my own realm. So I just want to thank them for that. We got a great training staff, great trainers who help us be in tip-top shape. So I just want to thank them.
You know what? Speaking of that, Darius Slay, he isn't here anymore. He gone. You know, you talked about he taught you a lot last year. So now do you feel that you have to fill that leadership void?
Yeah, in a way. But I feel like we got leaders all throughout. You know, Cooper, you know, Adore, Keeley, you know, all guys coming back and really just trying to lead this group, lead the corners.
What's the biggest thing you took from Slay? I mean, he's a guy that seemed to me that all you guys seem to gravitate towards, like really learn from him and respect him. I mean, he's been in the league so long and still playing at a high level. What's the biggest thing in your year with him that you took from Darius?
Just the way he approaches the game, the way he prepares each and every day, like it's game day, whether it's practice, preseason game, a scrimmage, you know, he treats every day the same.
You know, I'm kind of curious because you played so well last year, your rookie year, didn't hear your name being, you know, called a lot in a bad way. So the question I have for you is, what aspect of your game was that you thought was your weakest, and what did you work on in the offseason to make it better?
I worked on everything. I feel like I need to get better at everything, every aspect.
Trash talking, too? Because I heard you like to talk trash.
Yeah, I get better at that, too. Man.
We want more of that.
I was just trying to get better at everything, you know, not trying to hit one spot, trying to just perfect my overall game.
Quinyon, take us back. Quinyon Mitchell joining us here as we're at Eagles training. Take us back to the Super Bowl. And we haven't spoken to you since that. We were there at the parade, and we saw you guys having a great time and earning that celebration. What was it like as that game went on? Because you were dominating. I mean, I felt like, as a fan, the game was over in the second quarter. I know you couldn't think that because you're playing the game. But what did it feel like? Because it felt like you you had their number. You were one. It felt to me like you were one step ahead of them, especially throughout that first half. What was it like to be on the field when you guys, your plan really worked that night?
Yeah, it was really great. You know, it was a great moment that happened for all of us. You know, I feel like we prepared well, and that's why we had the outcome that we had.
It seemed like as the year went on, you just guys got better and better and better on defense. Was there a moment it started to click with Vic Fangio? Because I remember here last year, you were a rookie. We, you know, Vic spoke, and he said it's going to take time. Did you feel something different as that year went on with your defense? Because it kind of built from, hey, that first month was kind of choppy, and then by the time we got to October, November, December, you guys really started to gel.
Yeah, I want to say after that Tampa game, you know, we just had a look in the mirror. You know, Coach Vic called some guys out. I mean, he called me out, and then we kind of just, like, brought ourselves together after the bye week, and then we just kept rolling.
What's Vic Fangio like in a meeting? Tell us about that.
I mean, it's just black and white. I mean, either you're doing your job or you're not. You held up the standard or you're not. So it's
was the words meaning hurtful? Were there a lot of curse words being thrown? That's what Joe wanted to ask you. He didn't know how to ask. Was there curse words being thrown around, or was it more in more of a respectful way?
No, in a respectful way. Coach, I don't think Coach really cussed like that, honestly. It was in a respectful way.
So as we head into this season, second year in the defense, do you, like, day one today, is it kind of picking up where you left off? Is today kind of going back to base? What's it like after playing in the defense for a full year, now to come back year two? What was today like? Take us through the first practice today.
Today was great, you know, high intensity. We just want to hit the ground running. We don't want to take no baby steps. I mean, it's here, the season here now, so we just got to keep progressing and keep getting better.
Eagles corner Quinyon Mitchell with us here, first day of training camp. Do you feel in this secondary that you guys, you know, it's a lot of changes. I mean, you guys lost Darius, you lost Slay, also Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. It's a young secondary. Is that exciting for you that you guys can almost gel together and be together for a long time?
Yeah, I think that's the whole defense. You know, we were young, we hungry, and I think the biggest thing is every day we just want to get better. Want to get better each and every day.
So the opener coming up, Cowboys here on September 4th, you get to raise the banner. And, you know, they acquired George Pickens. They have CeeDee Lamb. Last year, it felt to me watching like you played on one side a lot, Slay played on the other. Is there, you know, in this defense, is that would you expect again to play on your side? Or do you think this year maybe at times you might move around with different wide receivers?
I mean, who knows? It's July 23rd, and, I mean, we'll just see as the season progresses on.
Is that something you think would be fun, that challenge, to kind of match up with a receiver? Or are you like, hey, this is my – because some corners seem to like playing on a certain side. Some corners move around. If it was up to you, what would you do?
I mean, whatever Coach Vic and Coach CP asked me, you know, I'm willing to do.
All right, a full year and then a practice today competing against Devontae and AJ. Take us through some of the battles with that, and how much does it make you a better player that you get to face those guys every day?
I mean, it just makes me so much better. You know, they are the two best in the game. You know, I want to challenge them every day. I was trying to challenge AJ today as much as I could. And they're going to make us better. They're going to make Keely better, Adoree better, you know, whoever on the other side better. And I'm just thankful for them.
Who do you think's winning those battles, Hugh? Quinyon or those guys?
Right now, I think the young buck, I think he got a lot of swagger about him, Joe. So I'm going to go with the young cat on the defense.
I got to throw this at you. So last year, my co-host here, Hugh Douglas, who played defense in the NFL. He was an all-pro, Quinyon. He tried to tell everyone that defense was a luxury, not a necessity.
Can I still stand on it?
Can you tell this guy? I mean, you were on the number one defense of pro football last year that won the Super Bowl. Can you try to help me out here? Because he doesn't see – it goes in one ear, out the other.
What do you mean by that?
Quinyon, this is what – they got upset, right? Because
yeah,
I broke it down in the simplest terms. Even when you look at our team, right, most of the resources, money, is allocated to the offensive side of the ball. So when I said defense is a necessity, not is a luxury, not a necessity, that meant that on this team, most of the defense played well. Never said they didn't play well, but when you look at it, you got a lot of young cats on that defense, and you have a lot of guys. Like say Zach Bond for a minute, he came into his own and he balled out. But most of the money is allocated to the offensive side of the ball. Y'all took over last year, no question about that. But the team is built as more on the offensive side of the ball, and that's what I mean.
See, this is what we call spin. He's trying to spin.
It's not spinning. It's the truth. When you look at
well, first round pick like this guy, that's a big asset.
Trey Henderson is not. He doesn't have a contract, right?
Right.
Michael Parsons looking for a contract, right? Mm-hmm. Who is the young defensive end that's going back to school from Texas that played for
Shamar Stewart?
So how am I wrong? They don't want to pay the defensive player, but the offensive players ain't got to worry about getting paid. So so tell me, Quinyon Youngbuck, where am I wrong in my assessment?
I don't know. I just know, like, our defense, we just young and we just hungry. Like, we
and y'all are all under contract.
And they're a necessity to this thing.
We just want to go get it.
See, he'll want to get off an arm mess, man. I had to drag him in
just because I need him to know what you've been saying here. All right, Quinyon, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck this season. We're expecting another big one, and we're excited to watch you guys play. And good luck in 2025. Thank you, Quinyon.
Thank
you. There he goes. Quinyon Mitchell, Eagles corner, getting ready for year two.
Always being messy, Joe.
He's a defensive player. I got to get the response.
But you see, he didn't say nothing because he understood exactly. When I said it like that, he knew exactly what I was talking about.
Here's the problem. You started putting the money thing in his head.
No, because that's the thing. It's the money.
Yeah, but they are a necessity. Also, you said, you know, they pour all the resources. First-round pick. Didn't you hear Howie this morning? First-round picks are assets.
They are because they're under contract.
Well, they are, but they view money and draft picks similarly. And it's just a different way to acquire players.
Who was the leading sack leader in the NFL last year?
Trey Hendrickson.
What is he doing right now?
He's back in Florida while his team is in Ohio.
I'm just saying.
Just because dumb teams do dumb things
saying. The number one, he had the most sacks in the league last year.
You know, I can't wait to ask Nolan Smith about the same thing. Because he's going to have a colorful take on your nonsense.
Oh, yeah. He'll talk a little bit. Yeah.
Well, we're going to have Nolan Smith coming up in a few minutes here. 215-592-9494. We're live from Eagles training camp. You know what struck me about that? I'm not surprised, Hugh, but with our conversation with Quinyon, it seemed like nothing in his life changed.
I was surprised at that. And maybe, I believe.
Well,
he seems
like a very grounded kind of a throwback kind of person and player.
Yes.
And look, whatever, they're all their personalities are different. You played in a locker room with different personalities. He seems very, like, businesslike. Yeah. I felt that from when we met him last year.
Yeah, he's all about football.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of sounds like, man. He sounds focused, and he also sounds like a guy that, you know, there's definitely a different side to him, but when he's on the football field, it's all about business.
Well,
that's
look, he just walked right back onto the field to go and, you know, whatever he's doing, some more drills or, you know, like he's a very all business kind of player. And, you know, it's interesting. He didn't want to answer and he probably doesn't know his role yet. Hugh, do you think they're going to move him around more? So last year they had basically left and right corner, right? Like he played on one side, Slay played on the other. Let's just fast forward week one. I'm Dak Prescott. I'm the Cowboys. I'm going to move CeeDee Lamb away from him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to challenge. Like, today, Kelee Ringo is out there. It's Adoree Jackson. The Eagles don't have certainty on the other side the way they did last year.
Yeah.
Do you think Vic's going to – if other teams start attacking Kelee or Adoree, do you think they're going to move Quinyon on the number ones?
It's a possibility. I think it has to play out because a good a year as Quinyon had last year, I still think that he's probably going to be challenged. And for those that don't understand what challenge mean and going to say he was challenged last year, the challenge is different this year because Slay's not out there. So, you know, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about him traveling from one side of the field to the other to go with the number one receiver.
If I'm the opposing quarterback, I'm going to look the other way, right?
Yeah,
Quinyon's good. I'm going to go after Adoree Jackson or Kelee.
I don't think initially it will be that way. And the reason why I say that is because they went out and they got who's the receiver? The Georgia receiver. They got
the Cowboys.
The Cowboys.
They got Pickens.
So I think they're gonna see how it plays out, and as the season progresses, they're gonna try to play it and see how it works and if they need to start shuttling guys across the field and things of that nature.
To me, that's the next step for him.
Yeah.
Because those ESPN lists have been outright. They ranked all the players, and you know everyone's arguing about the Jalen Hurts thing. I think they had Quinyon at 9. I think he was ranked the 9th best corner in the NFL. For me, like the jump for him to become a top 5 or 6 or better corner, if he could jump up with those great ones like Surtain and Sauce and all that, like he's got to take out the other guys number one. I mean, that's – and they're going to face a lot of good receivers this year. Just look up
there. Yeah, it's going to be – and that's what I say. It's going to be week in and week out. It's going to be challenging. But I think that he's up to it. He's definitely up to it.
Well, he seems prepared. I mean
– yeah.
I didn't – if you had told me – that like if I didn't know they won the Super Bowl, I would have never known talking to him.
I felt the same.
He
felt
was
the same
exact
way you did.
Person he was a year ago.
He's even keeled, but I think that's just his demeanor.
Yeah.
That's just him in a nutshell. That's who he is.
Well, I think it's a good thing. Steve in Philly's up on WFM. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good,
you
Steve.
Doing,
what's going on?
All right, real quick, back to what Hugh was saying. I'm kind of on his side. Maybe it's a cultural thing, but if a guy's talking about my wife is a dime, respectfully, I got to see what that's looking like. respectfully, of course, not demanding, like he was demanding. But
I was hold on. I was demanding, Steve.
I mean, I don't. Maybe it was your tone. Me,
yeah, I think you know. I think it was Steve. It was the tone. It was like you gotta post the picture.
No, but Steve, because okay, just to give you a little background. Yesterday or a couple days ago, me and Aaron, we had a misunderstanding, and we buried the hatchet, right? So initially, I asked, were we friends? You know, that I was saying it from a friend's perspective. And if he would have answered yes, which I think he would have, then I say, well, you got to show it, because in my friend group, and I was telling Joe this in the break, and like my friends are married, but if I say I'm seeing somebody or whatever, they always ask for pictures. They were like, well, let's see what she looked like. You know, especially if I say, oh, man, I met this fine woman and da-da-da-da-da. They want to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Yeah, I agree. You have to ask.
You got, yeah, you got to show. Like, if I say it, then they got to see. Yeah, respectfully.
Yeah, and Steve, you know, we'll get back to you in a couple minutes. Nolan Smith's on his way. We'll finish Steve's phone call. I said he wanted to give a take on the Eagles and the hangover. You got people talking about that, the whole thing with Aaron.
No, because,
Aaron,
man.
And you know, if I had to guess, Aaron's going to post.
No, I'm saying. No, he doesn't have to, because I don't want him. Like, listen, he said it might be a cultural thing.
Yeah.
You don't have to post if you don't want to. But my friends, if you say you met a dime piece, if you say you met a dime, and you got to post
the
picture.
A woman you just met, though, is a little bit different.
No, listen. No, it ain't about – no, if
you
it's your –
you threaten the mud duck
thing. Wait a
minute. Hold
up,
you throw the mud duck out.
If it's your – if y'all are friends, right?
Yeah.
And your friend, you say, hey, you out – oh, man, I just met this fine chick. The first thing your friend going to say is what she looked like. So what,
yes,
say, Nolan just sat down, and he said the same thing. Nolan, would you tell him? Like, if we in a text – if we in a group chat, Nolan, and I say, yo, no, I just met this – fine-ass female. What's the next thing you're going to say?
Man, send me a screenshot. What she look like?
What she look like. That's universal, especially if I'm talking about she's fine.
Now, this is a good way to introduce our next guest, Nolan Smith, joining us here. Super Bowl champion Nolan Smith. Nolan, how are you, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. Just had my first day. It's a little hot out here, but ain't not much.
So, Nolan, I got to ask the same question I asked Quinyon. How has your offseason changed from last year to this offseason as a Super Bowl champion?
Man, it really nothing to change for me. I kept my head down and kept working on kind of like Coach
Vick.
Yeah,
I heard you at the Pass Rush Summit. Got some good reviews, too.
Oh, yeah,
from the Pass Rush Summit, yeah.
Man, just keep my head down and keep working, man, and be hungry, man. I just got to play my part because I'm around an amazing team with amazing players.
So when you first came into the league, people were talking about, it took you a while to get to where you are now. So what happened in your game that you changed that allowed you to be the menace that you are coming off the corner?
Man, I just think about BG telling us every Saturday, take the seatbelt off. Just take the seatbelt off, go out there and play, and just have fun. That's all I remember is just trying to have fun, bring the love back to the game because I love the game.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, how are you and where are you? Because you got injured in the Super Bowl. We know the story. You wouldn't come off the field. You kept playing there. But how are you? How was the rehab? And did it affect you getting ready for training camp here?
I'm personally good. Mental health is a big part of injuries, man. I'm trying to keep my mental health right. And, I'd say I'm about 75%. But I'm still out here practicing. Got to work on my striking every day and just, build myself back up so I can play, every down like I did.
How different is it for you, because you won a championship at Georgia, and you win one in the NFL, and I was there in Georgia when y'all won that one, and I remember how elated everybody was. But how, for you personally, being in Athens and knowing how that felt, how different is it winning the Super Bowl as opposed to winning a championship in college?
Man, I'll say it's like the Thanos moment when he stepped through the portal and he said, at last, my work is done.
Uh-huh.
And then, it's kind of like the next thing. Like, they brought him back again to fight him again, and you got to keep going. Uh-huh. You just got to keep going. But, it felt like a relief, and then you just really wake up the next day, just like the Natty. Well, that's why we went back-to-back. I woke up the next day like, well, time to go to train for the combine. And it's like that empty feeling, like, I want it again. And you just keep craving it, like kind of like Tom Brady talked about.
Do you think it helps you? Because we were talking to start the show, because sometimes a team – it's rare teams win back-to-back Super Bowls, right? The Chiefs did it, Patriots did it, but, it doesn't happen very often. Do you think it helps you and some of the other Georgia guys, Alabama, that this is what you did in college, right? The expectation was you climb that mountain, and then you come back the next summer, and you do it again. Do you think it helps you that you played at that kind of program to try to do this again here?
Yeah, it helps that we played at the program because it gives you the mindset to know, man, now we back at the bottom of the mountain. We back at the bottom of the mountain, and we back to work, and it just starts all over. The climb keeps starting.
Did you have to change the way you worked out, being as that, the Super Bowl probably ate into your training time? Did you have to kind of modify your training in the offseason this year?
No, I didn't modify anything. I went straight into it. Like, I kind of got my surgery and just went straight to work. I really didn't take a vacation other than the time I spent with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I feel like this is like my stomping year, like how I step in the league and how I'm going to be remembered. Like, if y'all come off a Super Bowl and, just relax and just be cool, then I'm just another defensive end.
Mm.
Well, you weren't just another defensive end down the stretch last year, especially the postseason. Did something click for you? Was it just more opportunity on the field? I felt around week 6, I remember that game against the Browns, you chased Deshaun Watson before he made a throw. I just felt like you started to really come on in October, and then by the end, you were getting to the quarterback. Did something mentally change for you? Because the first year, you didn't get to play much, right? Then September wasn't great for the whole defense. What changed for you, if anything, as the last year went on?
Man, I just kept my head down and worked. And that's what I kind of do, be the first one on the field, be the first one off the field, and just continue to work. Man, nothing really changes. You just keep working. You trust your coaches. We got an amazing staff. Coach Sirianni talks. He made me more situational sound, so when I know it's pass and when I know it's run, things I'm looking for, and it was just really fun. Like, it was fun out there playing with those guys, flying around. And Philly Stadium, man, I know they talk about college, but that stadium, our fans are electrifying. It's giving me goosebumps right now hearing them on third down.
Yeah, that's the money down right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's the money down. You guys know it is. All right. Nolan, when you were first drafted, I think we had you on, the morning after you were drafted by the Eagles. When we talked to you and I heard you and watched interviews, you reminded me of Brandon Graham, personality-wise. And now, you know, there's a path for you here to kind of take that mantle from what he did for a long time and to be a guy that is a linchpin of this defense. When I say that, when you get compared to Brandon Graham and have a chance to be like Brandon Graham, what does that mean to you?
Man, it's a tremendous respect, but like I tell anybody when I love Georgia, man, it's hard to fill somebody's shoes, and it's even harder if you try. And I can only take his teachings and what he given from me and just keep going with it. Be encouraging, be the uplifting guy, never bring anybody down, tell everybody to keep going, especially on hot days, first days of pass and stuff like that. Just be the energy and the spark. I can't be him because he played 15 years in the league, and that's something amazing. That's what I'm aiming for. So,
what's the number? You know what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What's the number?
I can't tell it out loud.
Yeah, all right, then. You can tell me in the break because I have a number in my head.
What's your number?
I'm thinking 10 to 12.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
But that's on the low side.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I
respect.
I ain't saying nothing else.
No, you don't have to. You know, and you know what? Now I have to let everybody in because everybody probably don't understand the conversation.
Don't let them in. Okay, don't let them in. Just keep it like that. Keep it like that.
All right. Maybe I could speak without letting everyone in. What was your high? Was it 15?
15.
Well, that's the goal then. You got to beat Hugh Douglas. I mean,
you got to beat Hugh. Pop. They call me Pop Pop. Yeah,
you got to beat the old man. I mean, you got to beat Hugh.
Oh, no, man. I don't never call them old men, man. They respect the game, man. It's always going to respect you.
Appreciate you. See, now that don't work like that around these parts. Nah, they call me old air chance.
Come on. Oh, man. You know, I learned a lot from the better veteran guys and stuff like that. So I really appreciate, you know, y'all bringing me on too.
Oh, no, man. You got it in you, man. And you're going to be fine. I'm still curious. I'm going to ask you off there. I want to know what the number is because you really came on towards the end of the year. You really, really did. And you got to keep it going.
Yep.
Nolan, what's it like playing for Vic Fangio?
Man, Vic Fangio, one of the best coaches ever. He's hard on us every day, but he's hard on us because he see the vision and the goal. And when he first got here, everybody in the locker room like, oh, he hates us. And, you know, at Georgia, we used to DCs like that. Like, yeah. Everybody get corrected the same. Everybody getting pushed the same. And I just think it's amazing, like, for him to be – and a city and stuff that he like. And, you know, I wear Philly hats every day just because I'm in the city of Philly. Mm-hmm. I'm a big baseball fan. And, you know, I love B. Harper and them boys. Like, I brought a jersey. And he just compliments my Philly hat every day.
Is
he
that right?
Never,
yeah, he's a big
he don't never go fan. In there and not notice just the little minute details. So I can only imagine him upstairs with our coaches.
That's cool.
It sounds like we got to get you thrown out of first pitch at a big game this October.
Oh, man, I wish. I got.
Yeah, they can make. We know people who can probably make.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. Nolan, listen, man, we appreciate hopping in and good luck this season. And listen, we're expecting big things. Whatever that number is, we think you're going to get there. Thank you for being part of the show. Congrats again for being a Super Bowl champ.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me.
There he goes. Nolan Smith will come back, hit your phone calls. Elliot will join us as well. It's the Midday Show live from Eagles Training Camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a read that I got to do because I forgot I was sitting here with all this euphoria stuff going on. We talking about grilling, and ain't nothing like summer and me grilling, getting on the grill and doing my thing. And when I fire up my grill, you know I'm bringing the heat and I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloins is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to cook. Just pop it in the grill. Pop it on the grill, and dinner's done. And dinner's done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.